good evening, all music lovers, sports fans, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all. This is Bob Gusciarew, your host for the Music of Yesteryears. 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings on 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area on KRVS from our studios here in Burke Hall on the ULL campus here in Lafayette. Got a little bit of the repeat show from last week. Going to hear some old Rusty Main Trio music. Going to hear a little bit of Carol Fran again. And then we'll have a little bit more local people with Carl Fontana, great jazz trombone player from Monroe, Louisiana, and LSU from recent years. We'll hear the end of the opening theme. Les Brown is Band of Renown, and then we'll get started. And welcome again to the Music of Yesteryears. Les Brown is Band of Renown from the CD I picked up many years ago, Digital Swing. Les Brown, great big band orchestra. We're going to start out with the Rusty Main Trio. Got a piano, got a bass, and a drummer. And, of course, the drummer is Father Ken Main. Previously was with this group many years ago, now serves as pastor at St. Teresa's Church in Abbeville. We're going to hear them play Wave first, and then St. Thomas, which we played a while back. Next number will be the third number in the set, will be P.S. I Love You. Some work they did back in the 50s here in lounges in Lafayette, recorded live. Here we go with the Rusty Main Trio with Wave on the Music of Yesteryears.
Thank you.
Rusty Main Trio recorded live at a performance in the Lafayette Lounge many, many years ago, back in the 50s, I believe, Father Ken told me. Next time we're going to play St. Thomas. That's a favorite requested number by tenor sax guy by the name of Rudy Espinosa. He's the leader of the big band orchestra, the Skyliners, and Rudy plays in my combo from time to time with his big tenor sax. But here we go with St. Thomas again with the Rusty Main Trio, piano, bass, and drums, local people being recognized over and over again. Great music back in the 50s here in Lafayette and 60s and 70s, I guess, as well. But here we go with St. Thomas on the music of yesteryear. Thank you. Rusty Main Trio with St. Thomas. And we'll move over to item number 12. This is disc number 2 of a 6 or 7 disc package that comes from the library of Father Ken Main. He was nice enough to make me copies for use on this radio show and for our own personal listening enjoyment. The third number in the set will be P.S. I Love You, and we're going to play it now for you. This is the Rusty Main Trio, recorded live in the lounge in Lafayette several years ago, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. P.S. I Love You on the Music of Yesteryears. A little slower. It's Rusty Main on the piano. Excellent pianist. That's about the end of that one, and that was the Rusty Main Trio with P.S. I Love You with Rusty Main on the piano, and again, music from the library of a very good friend of mine, Father Ken Main, down at St. Teresa's in Abbeville. You're listening to Bob Gushrow, your host for Music of Yesteryears. Want to comment just a while about a friend of mine over in Baton Rouge, Mr. Lou Carter, just turning 90 last week or so. Had a nice article in the Baton Rouge paper about his career in radio and his career at WRKF, the public radio station in Baton Rouge, 89.3 FM. Listen to him on early Saturday morning, early Sunday morning. Does a great job. Got thousands of records going way back that he's established in a conservatory over New Roads. Just got too much for his place. He had to find a new place to house all his stuff. But he's done a great job. He serves as the MC for many of the Baton Rouge concert band performances. And I met him many years ago. And also Vernon Taranto, of course, with a guy who used to come over. He was director of the Baton Rouge concert band for a number of years. He'd come over to the Lafayette concert band concerts quite often. Enjoyed visiting with him. And one of his little nieces and I worked together with the telephone company office here for many years. But anyhow, Lou does a great job. Very happy for him. He wants to be a host for a radio show until he's 100. And he's well on his way. He's just past 90. And I'm delighted that he's doing that. I'm just a little past 80. And I've just been on the air a few years compared to his long career in radio in Baton Rouge area and elsewhere before he got to Louisiana. But anyhow, I wanted to comment about that. A very fine article, very fine tribute to an outstanding radio host on WRKF 89.3 FM, the Baton Rouge public radio station that he helped put on the air many, many years ago. But we'll move on now. We're going to play some Marty Gold Orchestra music and some arrangements. It's from an LP, 24 pieces of gold, 24 numbers on it. It's a two-record LP album released in 62 by RCA. And I hope that you'll enjoy this. This is the Marty Gold Orchestra. We're going to start out with My Romance, Rodgers and Hart. Great number. You'll hear a lot of reeds and brass like Glenn Miller, he says, in the liner of the LP. Then The Breeze and I, Lucindo and Stillman wrote that one many years ago. But Not For Me will be the third number. And he says, again, Miller Reeds and Darcy Brass, he'll feature in his orchestra. And then the fourth number in the set from Marty Gold's orchestra, You Are Too Beautiful. And Warren Covington, the eventual leader of the Tommy Darcy Orchestra, will be featured on trombone on that particular number. This was released back in 1962, if my records are correct, on the album cover. This is the Marty Gold Orchestra on the music of yesteryear, starting out with My Romance right now. Thank you. Rodgers and Hart music, Myra Mays, Marty Gold and his great orchestra and his beautiful arrangements. Next, we're going to hear The Breeze and I, Lisundo and Stillman music on the music of yesteryears. A Latin beat. And I, the Marty Gold Orchestra. Next they'll play, but not for me. We'll be right back. Not for me, the Marty Gold Orchestra, beautiful arrangement. Lex, you are too beautiful. Warren Covington on trombone lead. You Are Too Beautiful by the Marty Gold Orchestra, his beautiful arrangement. And that was Warren Covington playing his trombone, the leader of the Tommy Dorsey group many, many years ago. He was part of the Marty Gold Orchestra at that particular instant. But I hope that you're enjoying the music I'm playing for you this evening. It's Bob Gusherow, your host for the Music of Yesteryears on KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Louisiana area. And, of course, we go from Baton Rouge to Beaumont, from Alexandria on out to the Gulf. Listener-supported radio for Acadiana and public radio for all of South Louisiana. Going to bring back a little bit more talent from Carol Fran, local talent. Was given a special award just recently, nominated, and will receive an award later this year in Washington, D.C. by the National Foundation for the Arts. Going to play a couple more numbers she did years ago at the Voyager Lounge here with the Kenny Mayne Quartet, I believe it was then. And again, music from the Library of Father Ken Mayne over in Abbeville. And this is going to be Kansas City, which she did with this group way back when. And second number in the set with Carol Fran, some more local talent, will be Blueberry Hill. And I know you remember both of these numbers. But we'll move over now, play the old CD in rack number two here in the studio. And we're going to start out with Kansas City on Music of Yesteryear.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Girlfriend, Rusty May Quartet.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. And there's some great little men there, and I'm going to get me one. I'm going to be standing on the corner, well, the street in mine. Yeah. And those crazy little men there, and I'm gonna make one man go. Yeah, listen, I might catch a train, a plane. If I have to walk, I'm going just the same.
Ain't on a keeper.
One more time. Do it, do it, do it, Black Dog. Do it, do it. Yeah. Whip it. Whip it. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Friends with the Rusty Main Quartet doing Kansas City. This was done live and recorded at the Voyager Lounge back in 1957, if my notes are correct. And did that with that group and sang with that group and other groups in the area for a number of years. Carol Fran, outstanding local performing artist, beautiful voice, and really gets with it when she does a number. She feels it. Blueberry Hill will be the second number to set with Carol Fran, bringing back again some local talent in the area. And after she sings that, we'll hear from Carl Fontana, outstanding trombone guy from Monroe, Louisiana. But here we go with Blueberry Hill with Carol Fran and the Rusty Main Quartet on the Music of Yesteryear. Little different tempo.
I own my thrill. Thank you. Home Blueberry Hill. Home Blueberry Hill. Where I found you. Oh, how the moon stood still.
on a blueberry hill. I know it lingered until my heart stood still. The wind and the willow play love's sweet melody, and all of the vows we made were never to be.
Carol Friend recorded at the Voyager Lounge way back when with the Rusty Main Quartet. And very, very well that she'd be honored by the National Association of Performing Artists. And she'll receive this award later, I think it's in September this year, which she told me when I visited with her a week or so ago. But you're listening to Bob Gushereau doing a little jabbering here at KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Hope that you enjoy the music I got for you this evening. Going to bring in a little bit more local talent, a little way from Lafayette, but he was a student at LSU many years ago, and I attended many of the clinics that he would come back and perform with the LSU Music School guys. George Wimley, our leader, and some other of the big band members used to go over to Baton Rouge and hear this guy play a little jam session with the students he was coaching on these sessions he had with them several years ago. Carl Fontana from Monroe, Louisiana, outstanding trombone guy, jazzy trombone guy from way back. And, of course, an LSU graduate from many years ago. The people that's going to be with him on this particular CD that I got many years ago was the Al Cohen on tenor sax, Richard Wyans on piano, Ray Drummond playing bass, and Erika Tanna on drums. And, again, this is a great, great CD that was put out many years ago. I think I got it back in October of 06. I'm not certain of the release date right now. But it's Carl Fontana, the Great Fontana. And we're going to hear time for, I think, two numbers, maybe three as well. It might as well be Spring, Great Rodgers and Hammerstein number. They're going to jazz it up for us some. And we're going to do that for you in just a moment. The second number in the set will be Always. And, of course, Great Number by Irving Berlin. I just enjoy the way these guys do it with these great numbers from years gone by, and enjoy bringing it to you, music from my library and the library of many of my friends, and I hope that you enjoy listening to it. But here we go with the Carl Fontana Group, It Might As Well Be Spring, on the Music of Yesteryears. ¶¶
Thank you.
Great Carl Fontana, outstanding trombone guy, really knows how to play a slide trombone. And we really enjoyed his sessions with those LSU music school students in the summers years ago when we went over and heard him with these clinics that he conducted with these students. And he passed on a few years ago and did most of his work in the Las Vegas area at many lounges and did a lot of studio work as well. But that was Carl Fontana with his group. With it, what is Mel B. Spring, Rodgers and Hammerstein, great number. Next, we're going to play Always, Irving Berlin's great number. I think we'll have time to hear all of it, and maybe just a little bit of what's new getting into the latter part of our program this evening. But here's Carl Fontana and his group playing Always on the Music of Yesteryears. Always, Irving Berlin's great number. It's Al Cohn on tenor sax. Like those breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Fontana with his group, But Always. And that was the final number on the show for this evening. We're going to be getting into our closing theme about right now. It's Bob Gusherow, your host for the music of yesteryears. Music from my library and the library of any of my friends. And I enjoy bringing it to you each Wednesday at 8. And we repeat the show for the early risers every Thursday morning at 3 a.m. Featured Rusty Main Trio, Rusty Main Quartet, Carol Fran, Carl Fontana, all local people doing great music through the years. And we had a section in the middle of the program with the Marty Gold Orchestra, great arrangements, great music from years gone by. I hope that you've enjoyed the show, enjoyed bringing it to you. I hope that you'll continue to support the Miles Perrett Cancer Center and the people who work with the people at the Autism Society of Acadiana. And we also support each week all our veterans who gave of themselves to serve our nation and to protect our freedoms to this very day. And also the local heroes, those guys and gals that give of themselves, the blood donors to help others. And all the volunteers at the hospitals, nursing homes, and elsewhere in our area. We salute them all and thank them for their services. Closing theme is Too Little Time, Glenn Miller's Orchestra. Music written by Henry Mancini many years ago for the Glenn Miller Story. Hope you'll have a nice week this week. Hope you'll be with me at 8 o'clock next Wednesday evening. Hope that you have a very pleasant evening, and may God bless you all. Too Little Time, Glenn Miller Orchestra, closing theme.